Sandy over in West Chase says he's got a 50-gallon, 17-year-old water heater in the attic. It's a two-story house, and it will not drain. He thinks it's clogged by sediment, and he says he's getting ready to replace it, and he wants to know, how can he get the water out so it won't be so heavy to get out of the attic? And then, Tom, there's another part of this, but let's cover that first.
Takes me back to my high school days when I didn't have any gasoline, but my mother did in her car.
Uh-oh.
And I got the water hose, and I stuck it in there, and I siphoned some gasoline out of there.
Oh, thank God. Okay, I thought you worked your mother over with a hose or something. Give me gas.
No. Get yourself a clear tube, about a quarter inch or half inch clear tube, shove it down the top of it, and siphon it out. That's what you have to do, because you're never going to get that drain plugged open.
So it just, and then what, run it out the window so it drains out of the backyard
run it somewhere.
Or something?
Don't hit your dog with it.
Or into your bathtub, maybe?
That could be your bathtub. Run it out the vent on the side. Run it somewhere where you can run it safely.
Because it's going to run a while.
Yeah, 50 gallons. But that's how you get the water out. I don't know of any other way except siphoning it. Okay. And a 5-gallon bucket is not big enough.
Well, now for the sequel. Okay, the next movie for this guy, Sandy, is going to be getting the new one up there. And he says, and I love this, I'm not real clear on Sandy's politics here, he says, but with the increase in the diameter of the latest government overreach program, okay. He says, we're having to replace our 22.5-inch attic stairs with a 25-inch stair so the new one can be put in the attic. Is that really necessary?
There's a lot of options. There's smaller ones, there's taller ones, there's thinner ones, and they've made some 40 gallons now. A few doesn't really probably need 50 gallons of hot water. Mm-hmm. Getting one of the 40-gallon ones that are a little bit taller, a little bit not quite a big around, and the outreach program just made people skinnier and taller. They didn't make them fatter.
Oh, it made people fatter, mostly in the wallet.
So. You know what happens, though, if you go to the Home Depots and stuff, mm-hmm. and this is where people run into trouble, you're not going to have a lot of options.
Right.
So go to a plumbing supply, and they have already come up with a solution for that. And they came up with it very quickly after everybody started hemming and hawing and screaming about the politicians, because there's always a way around that stuff. It's just a little bit different manufacturing now.